Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn and started this program almost a year ago. Tomorrow will be our 1 year anniversary of Hope Is Here, and it's humbling. Sometimes it's kind of like an out of body experience to think that we actually are already to 1 year. God has just been so faithful and so good, and I'm going to share more about that tomorrow, but I just want to share, you know, we talked about hope. That's why we started this program. So many people are discouraged, and John 10:10, Jesus warned us that the enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy. But I'm so thankful in the next breath that he said, but I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. And when somebody takes their own life, just decides, you know, that the pain's too great, and unfortunately, we've seen a lot of that in 2018. That's definitely the most extreme form of destroy that Jesus warned us about, that the enemy does. And the ripple effect into so many people's lives when their loved one ends their life prematurely and commits suicide. It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. And I want to just share four things as I've thought about how do you have hope when you really, really have lost it and just don't feel like it's worth fighting for anymore. And just four simple things that maybe might help somebody today. I'm not saying these are all the answers, but just four things as I thought and prayed preparing today's program. And I'm a simple guy, so I spelled out the word hope. I made it, you know, an acronym, H-O-P-E. And the first thing is I just want to encourage you, if you just have really lost hope and just don't see that things are going to get any better. And I know this sounds so simple, but it's so, so true. It's simply the letter H is to hold on. Please hold on. I remember Wayne Smith, the founding pastor of Southland Christian Church back many years ago. I remember him quoting this verse so many times, and a lot of times with tears running down his face. It was Psalm chapter 30, verse 5, and it said, "Weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Another good friend of mine, Ann Reinhold, used to tell me when I was really just discouraged about some situations in my life, and she would say, you know, things usually look better the next morning after you get a little bit of sleep at night. And so many times that was true, really was. Even if I didn't sleep greatly, still just some rest and then getting up and the sun being out, just a new day. And yet, you know, the fact of the matter is that sometimes situations in life, they kind of look impossible. They seem so overwhelming. But I want to remind you, especially if you're a follower of Jesus, that in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, Jesus said, humanly speaking, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And, you know, I've thought back in March of 1997 when it rained those 13 inches in 24 hours, and all of a sudden I went $2 million in debt, and then about 3 years later, I had to file bankruptcy, and my wife left me for an old high school boyfriend, and I had to put the home up for collateral for the flood recovery loan to keep the business open. Between having to close the business, file bankruptcy, losing my home, because that's what I put up, losing my marriage, my business, my home, all in about a 24-hour period, you know, I didn't know if I believed that God could make things better. And I remember that after the flood happened, I stayed really strong, but I got a letter from my hero, Wayne Smith, that I talked about earlier, the founding pastor of Southland Christian Church, who later, when I dedicated my life to ministry in my late 30s, became a mentor and even a friend, I would like to say. Romans 8:28, he just simply said in the letter, and I want to say this to you out there today, if you're discouraged, the handwritten letter from Wayne, he had retired then in 1997. By then, I think he retired in 95, but still trying to provide hope to people. And that's what I think Wayne Smith, or I remember him as, he was an agent of hope. And he wrote at the very beginning of the letter, just had about three or four sentences in, he wrote it really big. He just said, "Greg, I hurt because you hurt. And I'm sorry about what happened, but all I know to tell you is Romans 8:28. All things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose." And friends, the dam broke. I couldn't keep the tears inside anymore, the pain in my heart. And it just, the floodgates opened. Tears just started flowing. I was up in my office, and I saw the mail come, and my office manager brought the mail to me, and you know, I was looking through it, and most of it was bills, of course, and then I saw one with Wayne Smith's return name and return address, and so I immediately opened that. And when I read that, I just knew it would be some encouragement, and it was. And I can tell you now, fast-forwarding 21 years later, that is true. Romans 8:28, that all things do work together. If you love God, and you just ask Him, what is my purpose? And maybe that's why the flood happened, that 21 years later, I'm supposed to give hope to somebody today that just says, hey, I've lost my business, my job. I've lost my marriage. My spouse told me they don't love me anymore. I don't have a home. I get it. I've been there. I get it. Yet, I really do believe what Romans 8:28 says, and Wayne was so right. And I want you to know that I hurt because you hurt, because I know when you feel so overwhelmed, you just think, how am I ever going to climb out of this hole that I'm in? And I'm here to tell you 21 years later that you can, but you got to hold on. Please, please hold on. Second thing, if you've lost hope, I want to encourage you to do. The first, the letter H, is hold on. Let's go to the letter O, open up to someone. Open up to someone. Please, please, please share with somebody. Just tell them, say, man, I'm really discouraged. I've lost hope. That's all you need to say. And, you know, so many people, the number one thing that people say when a friend or loved one takes their own life is, I just wish I would have known they were hurting that bad. I would have done anything. And I know you'll say, well, they're too busy. Well, you're right. People are busy, busy. But that's one of the lies we believe, that nobody cares and nobody wants to help. And yet the fact of the matter is, if you tell somebody, hey, I'm really lost hope, I'm really discouraged, I just don't know how much longer I can deal with this, I promise you, people won't be that busy. You'll get their attention. I heard someone say many years ago, with the revealing comes healing. Say that again. With the revealing comes the healing. In other words, once you reveal that, hey, I am dying inside, I am miserable, I am overwhelmed, I am hurting, that the healing process can start. The Bible talks about what's done in the darkness is when it's brought to light, there comes healing. And, you know, so many people tell you that they're in addiction, that, you know, man, they're glad that somebody found out that they were gambling or about the drugs or the pornography or whatever it is, or the extramarital affair, whatever it is, because they were so overwhelmed with the darkness and losing hope that things could ever get better. And here's another simple verse, but I think it really validates what I'm trying to share with you today about opening up to someone will bring you hope. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, if two or three of you are gathered together in my name, I am there also. So when you open up to another person, at least one, maybe sit down with two friends at the same time, or two family members, or your pastor, whoever it is, that Jesus said he would be there. And friends, there's tremendous power in that. I love that God obviously is our Heavenly Father. He sent his one only son, Jesus, to die on the cross so that we would never be separated from him, our selfishness, our sins. And then Jesus, when he left to return to heaven to be with his Heavenly Father, said, I will leave you a comforter, the Holy Spirit, a counselor to help you, to help guide and direct you now that I'm returning to heaven. So friends, we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to comfort us and help us. But if you would just reach out to another human being, and then between that and also God, your Heavenly Father, and Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, you have comfort and they will help you. And as I said earlier, I mean, people just, if they know that you're hurting that bad, they want to help, but you have to let them know. And don't buy into the lie, well, they're too busy, they don't care. They really do. And sometimes we need a wake-up call. And so please, please reach out to somebody today if you've lost hope and thinking about taking your own life. The letter P, okay, we've done H, hold on, open up some AP. I want to encourage you to put yourself just in a new environment in some form or fashion. Sometimes we lose hope. We get so discouraged and we just do the same old. Maybe we still have a job, or maybe you're a widow, or you can't drive, and you feel like, man, I'm just a hermit. I'm so isolated. Please go out, take walks, call somebody, a friend, and ask them to, about going and maybe just getting a meal at McDonald's or something. Whatever it is, do something to get yourself in a new environment. If you haven't been to church, go to church again. If you're listening to this and you got hurt many years ago, you've been angry at God or angry at somebody in the church, go to a new church. There's over 300 churches in the Lexington area, and I know over 500 in the total in the adjoining counties. And in this listening audience, I feel comfortable saying there's probably close to 1,000 different churches in central Kentucky if you reached all the churches, from ones that have even as few as 10, 15 people to Southland that has over 10,000 people. But go try a new church and just ask God to speak to you. When I went through my divorce and bankruptcy and you lost my home, I would go to church, and man, I would just sit there, and as we sang the song, "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord," I sobbed like a baby, and I couldn't even stop it. And somebody actually came and asked me after the service if I was okay, and I just told them the truth, told them what I was going through, and they just said, "Can I pray for you?" It was just a complete stranger. But that's what church is supposed to be, a place where you can bring your brokenness, your hurts, your pains, and heartache, and tears are God's way of helping us to get the pain out of our heart and to give us hope again. So one of the things I did after the initial flood, I tried to rebuild my business. We were able to stay open for about 3 more years after that before it just did not work out. One of the things I liked doing was public speaking, but I knew I needed to get a lot better at it. And so I just found out, I know it was through God, about an organization called Toastmasters that you could go, and other people just, either they have public speaking as a fear, or they need to do it for their job, or they want to do it professionally. I mean, you've got all walks of life there. And I started driving from Cynthiana, Kentucky to Lexington on Monday nights. Toastmasters of the Bluegrass was the group. We actually met at first, I think it was called United Park Methodist Church downtown there. I believe it was on High Street, if I'm not mistaken. And Susan, that is our administrator for Hope is Here and just does a tremendous job behind the scenes, became a friend there. I think this was in 1998. It could have been 99 when I did this. I think it was 98. And here it is 20 years later. We're still friends, and she's a big part of this Hope is Here nonprofit ministry that I have. So just, man, you can get in bad ruts and lose hope. Try to do something new, something you enjoy, a hobby, and get involved. All right, we've got H, hold on. O, open up some AP. Put yourself in a new environment. Last but not least, the letter E. You got to expect to see changes, and you will. You know, life is a lot like the weather. You know, we've got the spring, and everything's blooming, and it's new, and it's great. Summertime, man, the trees are green. It's hot. The sun's shining. We just feel good. And then we get into fall, and the beautiful colors changing of the trees. Then we get to the winter season that we're approaching now very quickly. The leaves have died. The trees are bare. It's overcast. It gets dark early. And when you lose hope, you're in a winter dark season. But I want to encourage you, remind you, just like the seasons of life, the weather seasons we have, your season of winter will change. Spring is coming. And I want you just to please, please hold on and hang in there. And know that spring is going to come again. You will get through this winter season, but you can't quit. Please do not quit. And know that God is for you. The Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? And I know a lot of you may be discouraged, feel overwhelmed, but I hope that maybe these four simple things, by spelling out the word, hold on, open up to somebody, put yourself in a new environment, and E, expect to see changes, will help give you some encouragement today. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.